92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, has announced the complete 2025 Fifth Third Bank Summer Concerts at Meyer Garden. 34 shows, the most ever in a season, between May 30th and September 14th. On the line, Director of Communications from Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, we say hello to John Vanderhagen. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mary Ellen?
I'm doing well. I don't even know where to start. I am so excited about the lineup. Oh, my gosh.
Same.
You start working on this. When do you start working on this?
Yeah, you know, it's really changed coming out of COVID. This used to be something we would pick up again maybe November, December, leading into the next year. But it's really become a year-round event, working with our booking agent, working with tour managers, working with tour agents across the country. So really, this series kicked off the planning stages, I would say, August of last year. And it's really become, again, a year-round conversation. And as our concerts continue to get more popular here at Meyer Gardens, artists are looking to come here. So it's kind of completely flipped in the last couple of years, but it is an ongoing process.
Oh, wow. Tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock on Saturday, April 19th. That is for members. Last time I had you on, we talked about how important it is to be a member. If you're not a member, they go on sale Saturday, April 26th for the general public. So And now you've got something on a mobile app, too. Let's talk about that.
So the mobile app is for access. So last year was our first year with our access ticketing provider, AXS. So all tickets, as tickets across kind of the industry are now, are delivered via the AXS app. So you'll purchase online at access.com/Meyer Gardens. All tickets are delivered to the app. From there, you can forward them on to friends, scan at the gate. It's really kind of a nice one-stop shop for all your concert tickets once you're here at Meyer Gardens.
Okay, I did want to talk about that because I know some people may not be aware of that. So let's talk about the lineup. It opens up May 30th with The Head and Heart with Future Birds and Anna Graves. Chaka Khan, June 4th. What on this lineup surprises you the most?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, being so close to it, there are lots of different surprises. We're always aiming to have a lineup that feels about a third familiar, maybe a third of acts that have been here before but paired with an act that hasn't been here. And then a third of our lineup we try to aim for something completely brand new. So I'm very excited for a lot of these this year. We haven't had some of these groups to our stage. We haven't had old familiars. Like for me, the Verve Pipe is a band that I've loved and followed since high school.
Yep.
They're coming with the Grand Rapids Symphony. So it'll be very cool to hear some of their familiar tunes layered on with the symphony. But yeah, just kind of a nice mix of old, new, returning favorites, some brand new. It's truly, you know, a wonderful lineup that should have something that appeals to most everybody.
Oh, I would say so for sure. The Revivalist, Rick Springfield. I've been talking about that every time I play him. I want my 80s tour. That's coming. That is on June 15th. John Waite, Wang Chung, Paul Young. You've got Psychedelic Furs with the Chameleons, O.A.R., Lyle Lovett and his large band. You've got the Symphony out there a couple of times. Train with Edwin McCain. I'm raising my hand. Cheap Trick. Mary Chapin Carpenter, Andy Grammer. I mean, Smokey Robinson, the list just goes on and on, and it's such a great place for a concert. I mean, who doesn't love sitting out there in the summertime, spring and summertime and early fall, enjoying your 1,900-seat amphitheater that you offer? This is going to be great. You know, last year tickets sold really fast, didn't they?
Yeah, they do. They always do. So kind of one of the nice things about our amphitheater is it's small, it's intimate, like you just mentioned, 1,900 seats. But that also creates for some I would say, competition in getting the tickets. So one of the many member benefits is that our members have early access to the pre-sale for a week before the general public. So in addition to the year-round member benefits, you know, it's great to have that early access for concert tickets. But truly just a gem, not only in our region, but I would say in the country. Such a beautiful amphitheater, free on-site parking. Our guests are welcome to bring their own picnic or local takeout. We also have a wonderful concessions building with food and drink. But where else can you see a concert surrounded by a world-class sculpture collection just off the Beltline? Your home, you know, you don't have to battle traffic going to and from Detroit. You don't have to battle parking. It's just such a gem here in our community, and huge thanks to the Meyer family for providing this many, many years ago.
Yeah. Well said. And here's the thing. You'll be home by 10 o'clock after the concert. You won't be home. You'll be home early enough. That's the thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So since we're in a neighborhood, we do have a little bit earlier of a curfew. Our shows are over at 9:45 at the latest. So, yeah, it doesn't make for a late night out, but still a fun evening and just a great experience here at the Frederick Meyer Gardens Amphitheater.
Wonderful. People can go to WGHN.com. The story is up. There are links to everything, including where you can get tickets, how you can become a member, and everything in between. I'm so excited. This is going to be awesome. John Vanderhagen, Director of Communications for Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, thanks for being on the line. We appreciate it.
Thanks as always. Appreciate you.